Welcome to Tipped Off Radio. Steve Kennedy, you want to talk about a football head jig, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you don't know about them, you will soon if you want to catch fish. Isn't that right, Steve?
No doubt about it.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's see what kind of jig are you using. Tell me about the trailer. Tell me about how you sharpen them. Give me a tip.
Well, you know, let's start with, you know, the time frame here. Typically, the May, June time frame when the fish, you know, are coming off the beds, they're moving offshore to structure. You know, most people think of throwing a Carolina rig or a crankbait or two of what you typically would throw. But lots of times the fish will get deeper than you can run a crankbait. You know, once they start getting 15, 18 foot, you have a hard time getting that bait down there bumping the bottom where the fish are. And, you know, something I've come to, you know, really like, I won at Kentucky Lake, the FLW last year with it, and is that football jig. You know, I typically throw a 3/4 ounce TJ's football jig, and then I put a Konami double tail trailer. My favorite color is a brown and purple with a green pumpkin trailer, but those fish really stack up out there, you know, starting about right now this time of year, and you can throw that bait out there and just drag it on the bottom. You're not hopping it. You're not doing anything. You just want it bump, bump, bump on the bottom. And those fish will suck it up off the bottom. One of the most incredible bites I've ever been around. You know, I grew up out there fishing Carolina rig and a crankbait and, you know, worked really hard to get that crankbait down there. And all of a sudden, I can just throw it out there and drag it along. There's twice as many fish as I was catching before.
Well, why football head? Why wouldn't you use just a regular head on the jig? Why do you have to use football head?
Well, you know, I guess you could catch them on a different style of jig. But the football jig, you know, the shape of the head keeps the hook upright, so you don't have to have a real heavy weed guard or anything. And it keeps the hook point up and the bait, you know, oriented correctly. And as you drag it along, the lid hangs on the bottom, I guess, so it's pulling it, it kicks up the back of the bait a little bit, I guess. It makes it look like the claws are coming up or something. But,
makes it so they really want to bite that bait, probably different than maybe it would with the other heads, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the big part of it is it just keeps the hook point up out of the bottom. You don't have to have a heavy weed guard. You know, the bait I typically throw has a really light weed guard to it, so you can hook the fish real well. But I'm sure you could drag anything out there on the bottom and catch something. I mean, football jig is by far the most efficient.
Now, are you using 1/2 ounce or heavier, or what are you using when you're out there dragging?
3/4 ounce, typically. I have gone as light as 1/2 ounce when fishing for spotted bass or something with a smaller mouth. And I've also gone as heavy as 1 ounce when I want to throw, 15 or 20-pound line and, a little bit bigger fish, but...
Are you using a pool cue to fish it with? I know Kistler's probably got a big, heavy rod you use for that, too, right?
I'm not using the big rod there. I'm actually using a 7-foot, 7-foot heavy, that LTX. The light rod really helps you feel the bite, too. And that's something else we can talk about. The bites are typically, the most obvious bite is you're dragging it along and it just goes thump. I mean, but there's also times you'll go to drag it and you'll feel nothing. I mean, just the lightness to it. And, sometimes those are the biggest fish. They just pick it up easy and start moving towards you with it. But,
all right, the final part of this tip is what line? I mean, what pound test and what are you fishing? What kind of line?
Okay, it's key to use fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon is, denser than water, so it sinks. And that is part of keeping the bait actually on the bottom. If you were to use mono or something, you might have a little bit of a bow up and help, it pull the bait up off the bottom a little bit. But the fluorocarbon helps keep the bait on the bottom. I'm typically using Seaguar, like 12-pound, If it's a little bit dirtier, I'll go to 15 or 20. But typically, when I'm covering a bunch of water, I'm trying to use 12.
What a great tip. You're talking about doing something that's different than a lot of people are out there. And I appreciate you helping us here at Tipped Off Radio, Steve.
I'm Steve Kennedy, and you've been tipped off.